जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ लेक्चर बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज ऑन द डिवाइन पास टाइम ऑफ गुंडीचा मंदिर मार्जन, डिलीवर्ड ऑन 16th ऑफ जुलाई 2016 इन कैलगरी अल्बर्टा कैनेडा.
गोपी जाना बाला भाला धारे भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. हरे कृष्णा. आई थॉट टुडे वी कैन स्पीक ऑन Gundicha Marjanam. I have few devotees traveling with me. I'll introduce them. Bhakti Anugra Janardhan Maharaj, everybody knows. And the Vice President of Vrindavan Temple. Then we have Vishnu. He's the Vice President of the Ahmedabad Temple, the Chandra Kodan. Standing with me. And then there is Gurudhari. If you want some nice prasad, you won't get a better cook than him. He lives in New York. He's educating them. And of course, we have Bal Krishnadas, President of India. We have Omkara Das. Anyone knows Omkara? He's the ex-president of the Edmonton Temple. And under his leadership, the temple was built. So, but now he lives very far. He lives in the Middle East. Yeah. And who else is here? There's Yogeshwar. Yogendra Prabhu from Edmonton. And Vaikunth Venkat. Okay? So, Janardhan Maharaj will just read the Bengali translation of purport, and I'll be back in a minute.
Read it slow. This is Madhya Lila, chapter 12, text 73. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So again, Madhya Lila, chapter 12, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, text 73. Tina Jana Pase Prabhu Hasiya Kahila. Gundicha Mandira Marjana Seva Magi Nila. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Purport. This Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of the Ratha Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indrajumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of the Gundicha temple in authoritative scripture. The area of the Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. The main temple inside is about 36 cubits by 30 cubits. And the meeting hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. Text 74. Padiche kahe amishaba sevaka tomara ye tomara icha se kartavya amara. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to wash the Gundicha temple, Dipadicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, quote, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. Vishesha rajara agya hanache amare prabhura agya ye se shigra karibare." The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship's orders. Tomara yogya shevana he mandira marjana e eka lila karaye tomara mana. My dear lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. Kintu gata samarjani bahuta chahiye agyadeha ajisaba ihan anidiye. To wash the temple, you may need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you. Lutana eka shata gata shata samarjani padiche aniyadila prabhura ichajani. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. Aradina prabhate lana nilagana shrihaste sabara ange lepila chandana. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hands smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies.
Okay, we're ready.
Hare Krishna. Om Gyan Sumundasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshanantanina.
Put one more pillow.
Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Savitam Yena Bhutale
Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Radhi Swahapanandikam.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadhar Shri Vajani Kaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama,
Hare Krishna. So King Indradumna is the king who built the Jagannath Puri temple, and it was a strong desire to have darshan of the Lord as Neel Madhav. And this Neel Madhav became Lord Jagannath. That story we can give you some other time. Indra Gundicha is the name of the wife of King Indradumna. And those of you who have been to Jagannath Puri may have been to the Gundicha temple. How many of you have been to the Gundicha temple? Okay. So this Gunija Marjanam ceremony is held before the Rath Yatra. Marjanam means to clean, just like in the first verse of the Shikshastaka. What is said? Chetadeva Marjanam. By chanting the holy names of the Lord, the heart gets cleansed. So Gundicha Marjanam means cleansing of the Gundicha temple. And Bhakti Siddhantaji explains, actually this means cleaning your heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just come from the Institute of Southern India, and he came to the temple of Gundicha. He came to Jagannath Puri. And no, it's okay. It's okay. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Gundicha, he told the manager of the Gundicha temple, "I want to clean the Gundicha temple." The manager said, "You're the Supreme Lord. You're going to clean the temple? No, this is not appropriate for you." But the Lord insisted, "I want to clean the Gundicha temple." And then, I'm sorry, this page got mixed up. Yeah, I got it. So he said, "I want to clean the Gundicha temple." So then the manager said, "My Lord, this is your leela or pastime. If you want to clean the Gundicha temple, I can't stop you." So this message was communicated to the king, whose name was? What was the king's name? King Pratapurtha. King Pratapurtha told the managers of the temple, "Give Lord Chaitanya whatever he wants." So the manager arranged 100 buckets, 100 brooms, and he arranged all the facility. We want to, in the middle I'll read also. So then Lord Chaitanya organized the cleaning of the Gundicha temple. They would bring water in buckets, pass it on to the other individuals. Then Lord Chaitanya told them how to scrub the ceiling, how to scrub the floor, how to scrub the wall. And the beauty is hundreds of buckets of water were being brought, but nobody would utter one word. They were all chanting Hare Krishna non-stop. And by sign language, communicating, "Now I want this, now I want this." And they cleaned the whole Gundicha temple. There was one Bengali Brahmin who had arrived, and he took the water and washed Lord Chaitanya's feet in front of the deities. Lord Chaitanya was so angry. He said, "Look at this Brahmin. He's making me commit a big offense." Because even though Lord Chaitanya was God, he appeared in the role of a devotee. And in front of the deities, no one should be glorified. The Guru should not be glorified. In front of the deities only. In front of the deities, one should not even offer respects to the Guru. The dandavat to the Guru should be offered outside the temple room. In the temple room, we only offer respects to Prabhupada and the deities. So this Brahmin came and took the water and washed the feet of the Lord in front of the deities. So Lord Chaitanya was teaching us by example. He chastised his secretary and said, why is this happening? Lord Chaitanya and his devotees cleansed the whole Gundicha temple. I turn off your mobile screen. Cleansed the whole Gundicha temple. First they scrubbed the ceiling, scrubbed the walls, scrubbed the floor. Lord Chaitanya was personally taking part in the cleaning operation. And Lord Chaitanya was going all around to every individual and checking how much dirt is he accumulating. And if somebody was collecting less dirt than others, then he would tell him, please show this man how to collect more dirt. And but Lord Chaitanya cleaned not only the temple room, he also went outside to clean the entrance and those windows and all four sides. So this is briefly the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. I'll read some verses. I think, Ma, you read till which verse?
I read when the superintendent was leaving all the facilities.
Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleaning all around the temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. A leader teaches by example. So the Lord was teaching by example. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning the temple, scrubbing the floor, supervising the devotees, but he was just chanting non-stop. Now that they were talking. And hundreds of devotees were engaged in this operation. And they were all just chanting non-stop. They were not talking. So when we do our service, our focus should be do the service and chant. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendently beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, when cleansed with those tears. So see, the Lord Chaitanya was cleaning the Gundicha temple, his whole body. Lord Chaitanya is the Lord himself. His body is golden in complexion. But his beautiful body was full of dirt. So normally when our body is full of dirt or dust, it becomes dirty. But here it is said, because it was covered with dust, it became transcendently what? Beautiful! You just heard it, you forgot. We should speak in Hindi maybe. It says that when the Lord's body was being cleansed, dirt went all over his body. So normally when dirt goes, dust comes in your body, you try to rub it out. But the Lord's body was, became even more beautiful. And Lord Chaitanya was Lord Chaitanya was getting so much ecstasy in cleaning the Gundicha temple. The tears were flowing from his eyes. What was flowing from his eyes? Lord Chaitanya would personally cleanse the floor with his tears. He was getting so much happiness in seeing Under the devotee is engaged in the cleaning operation, the tears of one wife. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, there's some grains of sand in one place, he gathered it in all his clothes and threw it outside. Lord Chaitanya collected the straw, dust and grains, and then he put it in a cloth. And what did he do? What did he do with the cloth? Threw the cloth outside. Just like you gather the dirt and throw it in the dustbin. So Lord Chaitanya carried all the dirt, put it in his cloth, and threw the cloth outside. Following the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straw and dust with their own cloth and throw them from outside. So Lord, the devotees saw what Lord Chaitanya was doing. So they all started copying that. They would all take the dirt and a piece of cloth and throw the cloth outside. The Lord told the devotees, this is beautiful, just here. I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. The Lord Chaitanya was going to every individual, as I just said, and he would see how much dirt and straws everyone is collecting. The Lord Chaitanya said, I can see how much dirt you have in your cloth as to how hard you have worked. If a devotee works hard, there is preaching success. But if he just lazy or works for namesake, nam ke vaste, then he doesn't have much result to show. So Lord Chaitanya, he was evaluating devotees. It is very clear. He would go and see how much is dirt is in your cloth, how much is in your cloth, how much is in your cloth. And when he saw that some devotees have more dirt than others, he would tell them, go and train up the others so they can gather more dirt. So all the devotees began to do this. The Lord then told the devotees, okay, even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. This is very interesting. All the devotees were sweeping and collecting the dirt and put it on cloth. All of them put together could not match the dirt that the Lord had collected. The Lord personally collected more dirt than all of them put together. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse inside of the temple very perfectly by taking pointed dust straws and grains of sand and throwing them outside. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, the Lord was very happy to see it. So they cleaned the Gundicha temple how many times? Twice. First they cleaned the Gundicha temple, collected the dirt, straws, grains, threw it out. Lord Chaitanya was not satisfied. He told them, let's do a thorough job. So they all again did the operation to make sure that no dirt was left behind. Sometimes when you're shaving a hair, you shave it once. And to make sure nothing is left behind, you shave it the second time. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to them. As soon as Lord Jesus called all the men, a few more verses. This way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to throw water under the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floors. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath and with his both hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. I understand your cleaning operation today is a very simple one. Am I right?
Yes,
Why don't you do a thorough one tomorrow? The water and everything. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu firstly supervised the whole cleaning operation, and then all the devotees had a broom each devotee had a jhadu broom in his hand for cleaning. So, the Acharyas have explained this Leela of Gurnija Marjanam. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees firstly swept, rubbed, gathered the dust. Once, Lord Chaitanya was not satisfied. So he said, do it again. And not only did they clean the temple room, they cleaned everything around the temple also. The entrance and all the four sides. On all the four sides it was all clean. Now our acharyas have explained the significance of this story. The significance of this story is our heart our heart is very our heart is very dirty, contaminated. What is it contaminated with? Anarthas. Our heart is full of anarthas. Lust, anger, greed, and we hatred. It says, calm, growth, low, more, mother. So due to these anarthas, we don't surrender to the Supreme Lord. Due to these anarthas, we don't appreciate the value of devotional service. We need to cleanse the heart. Now, how can you cleanse the heart? We can cleanse the heart through the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam. So, cleaning the heart is very necessary. And how do we clean it? We have to scrub it. Just like you saw the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. They were scrubbing the floor, scrubbing the ceiling, scrubbing the walls. So we need to scrub the heart. Our heart is very contaminated, full of unlimited material desires. And these material desires are not easy to overcome. Even after we become a devotee, the material desires keep haunting us. Material desires will keep haunting us till the end of our lives. once a great emperor Akbar, he had a very intelligent prime minister, Birbal. So he asked him, how long does lust trouble the living entity? Birbal said, sir, if you want my honest advice, they trouble you till the end of your life. Akbar could not believe it. He said, you mean even in old age it's going to trouble me? So one day Birbal came to Akbar and said, come with me to visit a dying man in the hospital. They went to see the dying man. But he said, when you come, bring your young daughter with you. And when they reached the hospital, Akbar could see the dying man was seeing more on the daughter than him. So he understood and told the Prime Minister, now I know why you brought me here. So, these anarthas are impediments on the path of spiritual advancement. And how can you rid yourself of these anarthas? By shravanam and kirtanam. We need to chant and hear. Now, you may say, I chant and hear, so nothing to worry. Chanting and hearing is done in many stages. There is the offensive stage, the stage of minimizing offenses, and the purified stage. I may be chanting the holy name, but I may be inattentive while chanting. I'm chanting, but I'm bringing up my word, answering telephones, cooking, doing everything along with it. So you'll get some benefit, but not full benefit. Then I may be, then is the stage of minimizing offenses. I know the 10 offenses. Actually, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Vahu Janma Kare Yadi Shravana Kritana. Tavutana Paya Krishna Pade Premadana. One may go on chanting the holy name, birth after birth. But if one doesn't avoid the offenses, he will not develop love of God. So we have to not only chant, but remind ourselves, each of us should write down the 10 offenses and keep them near your altar. In all our ISKCON temples, every morning after Mangal Arati, they read out the 10 offenses so that we are reminding ourselves, if I want to take full advantage of the chanting, I must avoid these offenses. So that is known Namabhasa, the stage where you are trying to minimize the offenses. So when you're chanting intentively, chanting and hearing, and avoiding offenses, that is the intermediate stage. In that stage, if you chant, you'll be able to clean your anarthas. And eventually you'll be able to develop love of God. And then there is the Shudanama, the stage of purified chanting. So chanting is very beneficial in any case. Prabhupada says, if someone says, the taste of the liquor is Krishna, you still benefit. You utter the word Krishna. But in order for us to really make advancement, we need to cleanse the heart like Lord Chaitanya was cleansing the Gundicha temple. What did he do? Did he just throw the water, Lord Chaitanya? How did he clean the Gundicha temple? Scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed. Rubbed it. Took a broom to clean it. So we have to scrub our heart. We have to, and you can scrub your heart, not by taking a broom in, but by this chanting process. And not only chanting, but chanting and avoiding the offenses. And just like when we do seva, When we do seva in the temple, that is comparable to cleansing of the heart. You know, sometimes we request people, please come and do some seva, and they look for excuses not to do the seva. But if they don't do the seva, your heart will not get cleansed. When we do service in the temple, whether it's cleaning, cooking, whatever, by this seva, you are actually cleansing the heart. The seva is for our purification. When we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are cleansing the heart. And we are praying to the Lord, please give me service, please give me service, please give me service. And then when you get service, say, today I have a stomach ache. Today I have this. We look for excuses. So then the dirt will remain there. Externally you may be a devotee. Externally you may be initiated. But spiritually there's no advancement. Because we are not scrubbing at the heart the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was scrubbing the floor. But if we endeavor to scrub the heart sincerely, then there will be cleansing of the heart. So this story of Gundicha Marjanam has a very powerful message. Our acharyas have commented on this story. And Lord Chaitanya, he was cleansing the temple and at the same time chanting the holy name. So we should chant the holy name as much as we can. Of course, the 16 rounds that we are supposed to chant should be chanted with concentration. But while driving, cooking, doing household duties, being in the office, if you want to chant, no problem. But don't include the head chanting in your code of chanting. In your code of chanting, be attentive chanting. So, the more we scrub, the greater will be the cleansing of the heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmida Kura Bhagavala Ji, Guru Krishna Kripa Bhai Bhakti Lata. After going through many, many births and deaths, is he the fortunate soul who receives the seed of bhakti? You've gone through so many stages, but your life is full of misery. We don't, when we are young, we don't realize that. The other few days ago, I was in Vancouver and I'd gone to see one of our senior god sisters, Padyavali, you all know. She's in an old age home or whatever you call it. It's really a sophisticated place. It's like a 5-star hotel. You know, the BC government takes very good care of its people. So, and I go there every year to visit her. But if you ever go there, you'll see how people are suffering in old age. Padyavali is still better off. But devotees regularly come and visit her, bring prasad and all. But in general, old age is so painful. Youth is so painful. There's nothing but misery from birth to death. Just in the middle, you get some flashes of happiness. Just like Prabhupada is a good example. In the old days, the system of punishment in India was, they would take the criminal in the middle of the ocean, duck his head under water, but just to make sure he doesn't die, they would pull him out. He could get relief. Then again, duck his head under water. So why I'm giving this example, that is exactly as Prabhupada said, material life is misery from beginning to end, but in the middle you get a little flashes of happiness. And then you get those flashes, you see. Where's the misery? Where's all that? This is all propaganda of sadhu. But this is not propaganda. This is a ground reality. So we need to cleanse the heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the seed of devotional service, after going through many, many births and deaths, is he the fortunate soul who receives the seed of bhakti. Seed of bhakti means knowledge that bhakti is the real goal of life. Knowledge that you can only capture Krishna by bhakti. You can't capture Krishna with your money. You can't capture Krishna with your beauty. You cannot capture Krishna with your wealth. You cannot capture Krishna with your educational degrees. Then how can you capture Krishna? How? Sevo mukehi jivado. Sudhi sepaso seva. So our seva begins with shravanam and kirtanam. Chanting and hearing. Those who don't have a taste for chanting can never make spiritual advancement. Those who do not chant, who do not endeavor to improve the quality of their chanting, will not be able to make spiritual advancement. So this seed of bhakti grows as you do shravanam and kirtanam. The seed of bhakti grows, but along with that, unwanted weeds also grow. Unwanted weeds means, like in a plant, there are weeds. When the weeds grow, what do? Pluck them out. So sometimes, when we become devotees, we become proud. Oh, now I'm chanting. Now I'm such an elevated devotee. So these unwanted weeds, I must get this much respect. If I don't get respect, I won't do anything. I must get this much honor. All these desires come. And then, we don't make spiritual advancement. Therefore, stay in sadhu sangha, because if you stay in sadhu sangha, the unwanted weeds will be pulled out. Otherwise, the unwanted weeds will remain. So, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he organized this massive cleansing operation to purify everyone's heart. So these unwanted weeds must be pulled out. But they can only be pulled out if you are in sadhu sangha. When you are in sadhu sangha, if someone tells you, Prabhuji, this is your ankar, you need correction, we should be willing to take it. Not that, hey, this guy is envious of me. He just like to pull me out. No, no. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the unwanted weeds will grow, but also you should have a strong fencing around you. Strong fencing means you must be in good association. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Always remain in devotee association. Now you may have a very beautiful garden, but if you let a man elephant come in, what will happen? It gets destroyed. You may have a very beautiful sitting room, but if you let two kids play there, what will happen? You have young kids. They'll play havoc, isn't it? So similarly, on the devotional path, we should avoid. What should we avoid? On the devotional path, what should we avoid? Y'all don't read books. You should avoid offenses. Aparad. Man-elephant offense is what? What is man-elephant offense? apradhas. We should avoid offenses. Because if we commit offenses, then the gains of chanting Hare Krishna will be destroyed. So on the devotional path, we have to keep chanting and hearing all the time. This is our most important business. So this cleansing of the Kunija temple is a very appropriate pastime. And in every ISKCON temple, we do this before Rath Yatra. But in most of our temples, we do it on a big scale, with water, brooms, and we start early in the morning and do it pretty much for half a day. But I understand you're doing a softer version. How many of you are planning on taking part in Gundicha Marjana? Only one? What do you? You want to take part in Gundicha Marjana? You? All of you should take part. I didn't know about it. Bhagadesh told me only last night. And that they're planning on doing Gundicha Marjana. So this Gundicha Marjana story is very effective. Please endeavor to cleanse the heart. Hare Krishna. I don't want to go too long because there's a Gundicha Marjana. Some questions?
Sir, how to clean out the deep-rooted weeds?
Deep-rooted weeds, good question, sir. You asked a nice question. Deep-rooted weeds, anarthas are deep-rooted. So if you want to clean them, this chanting is the only process. There's nothing else. Do you chant?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
I have started chanting, sir.
So please keep chanting, don't stop.
Okay.
Sometimes people have been stuck on one mala for years and years. You are going to do whatever you need to mind.
Maharaj, we'll just clean the kitchen downstairs. We'll clean the temple hall and back area.
Not with water.
No, this is all wood, so we can't do it.
Well, you're lucky this is all wood. You have to do less labor. You can't throw buckets of water. Any more questions? My request to all of you is, please take part not only in Gundicha Marjana, but also in seva. Just like when you rub silver, then what happens?
It shines.
It shines. So similarly, if we rub the heart, chant the holy name, it will be more shine. So when we do service, sometimes when we do service, we think, well, I'm obliging those temple authorities. You're not obliging anyone. You're just obliging yourself. If you do seva, you'll get benefit. If you don't do seva, you're the loser. Sometimes we have this pride. I'm doing seva. We do service for our own purification. If we don't do seva, then we'll remain contaminated. You all should read this story. Any more questions?
Sir, do we have any type of insecticide to kill the weeds down from the roots?
Yes.
What is that insecticide?
Chanting Hare Krishna. We have everything.
Only chanting, sir?
Yes. Chanting is staying in sadhu sangha. Your questions are good. Yes, ask intelligent questions. No questions from the rest of you? No questions?
Answer is, Saint can bless us and clean us.
Who?
And Saint, sir.
Saint can bless you, but he can't bless you to the point that you don't chant and you look at Krishna Prem. Saint can bless you and bring you to the right path. You can take the horse to the lake, but you can't make the horse drink if it doesn't want to drink. So the saint can give you proper wisdom, knowledge, show you the path. But if you don't want to take the path, then what can the saints do? Okay. Any more questions?
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.